Appendix A, Field Army. This appendix discusses the Field Army. A Field Army is an echelon of command designed to employ multiple corps in operations. The appendix begins with an overview, continues with a discussion of Field Army roles and functions, discusses the Field Army in competition and conflict, and ends with the discussion of the Army group to operationally see to multiple tactical Field Armies. Field Army Overview. A field army is an echelon of command that employs multiple corps, divisions, multifunctional brigades, and functional brigades to achieve objectives on land, JP3-31. Although it employs subordinate units during the course of operations, these units are provided by external Army and Unified Action Partner sources based on the situation, the field army's role, and its mission. The field army is manned and equipped to perform the role of an R4 with limited augmentation within a joint force for campaigns and major operations. Its most important service role is as the R4 during the conduct of operations involving multiple corps-sized formations. The field army is best suited to serve as the joint force land component commander during these operations, but it requires augmentation to perform the role successfully. When constituted, the Field Army provides Army and Unified Action Partner forces with a headquarters capable of performing C2 across the range of military operations. The Army establishes a Field Army when a JFC or Theater Army commander perceives a requirement to C2 multi-corps operations. These situations occur when multiple corps-sized formations, including United States Army and multinational corps, or a Marine Expeditionary Force, operate or are anticipated to operate in a single operational area. Field armies are most likely to be constituted in theaters where adversaries have the capability of conducting LISCO. Currently, those regions include United States European Command and U.S. Indo-PACOM. Field armies may be constituted in a variety of ways, including from a standing force structure or from a contingency headquarters constituted for a specific requirement. When constituted, Field armies provide JFCs and allied organizations with additional capability and capacity to counter peer threats. During competition below armed conflict, they deter such threats by being prepared to transition to LISCO when the risk for immediate multi-corps LISCO is high. By focusing on activities that must occur within a subordinate operational area, a field army allows a theater army to maintain its AOR-wide orientation as the ASCC. With joint force augmentation, the field army may also perform joint roles during competition when operations are of such scope that the situation would exceed a corps or division's capability. During armed conflict, the field army could provide the basis for a joint force land component command with the right organizational design. As a provisional army headquarters, a field army does not have an approved organizational design. However, the field army may consist of a headquarters, headquarters company, and a special troops battalion. It may also have two or more corps, an attached ESC, and other attached combat enablers. The field army is an operational headquarters. During operations, forces will be assigned or attached to it. Although it may employ subordinate units during operations, these units are provided by external Army and Unified Action Partner sources based on the situation and the field army's role and mission. When constituted, a field army is specifically tailored to mission requirements and designed to perform operational R4 tasks. It is the Army component to the JFC to which it is assigned. The Field Army can conduct land-based activities in competition against that adversary on behalf of the GCC and, due to its presence, is postured to transition to a warfighting headquarters should conflict occur. However a Field Army is constituted, the GCC incurs risk in theaters with a peer adversary without a standing Field Army, an authorization document to create a field army, or a forward-positioned corps. The time required to transition responsibilities from the theater army to a field army depends on how quickly additional capabilities can reach full operating capability. In OEs where an enemy has significant preclusion capabilities, this could be so long that it may not be possible to deny enemy operational and strategic objectives without incurring unacceptable costs. The same would likely be true if there were no forward-positioned corps that could rapidly assume C2 of Army and other land forces within an operational area. However, when constituted, field armies provide JFCs and allied organizations with additional capability and capacity to counter peer threats. 8th Army in Korea. The United States Army currently fields one standing field army headquarters, the 8th, which is located in South Korea. The 8th United States Army is organized for the extremely mature nature of the Korean Theater of Operations and for the robust United States Republic of Korea alliance structure developed over the last 70 years. However, the 8th United States Army is an imperfect model for the wide range of activities and responsibilities required of a field army operating in another region under vastly different conditions. Although referred to as a field army, 8th Army in Korea is serving as R4 to a sub-unified command. The situation on the Korean Peninsula illustrates an enduring military operation for which the United States established a sub-unified command, United States Forces Korea, as the Joint Force Headquarters instead of a JTF. Until the situation in the Republic of Korea is further resolved, the United States Army will retain a unique structure on the Korean Peninsula. The 8th Army serves as a forward-deployed field army headquarters and the R4 to United States Forces Korea, or its successor Joint and Combined Forces Headquarters. The 8th Army is configured and staffed to provide an operational capability for Army forces engaged in multinational operations. The 8th Army remains under the ADCON of USERPAC for most Army service functions. The role of the Field Army. When constituted, the Field Army's role is to serve as the R4 in a subordinate operational area. Army doctrine distinguishes between the R4 of a combatant command and that of a joint force formed by the combatant commander. The ASCC of the combatant command is the R4 for the theater, and the Army component of the subordinate joint force, the Field Army, is the R4 for multi-corps operations in the subordinate operational area. The ASCC as the R4 maintains control of all Army units in the AOR until such time that control is passed to the Field Army. As part of controlling Army forces, the R4 maintains ADCON of Army forces and it addresses service responsibilities, such as coordinating ASOS. The Field Army may also and likely will perform the JFLIC role within the JTF. However, as the senior Army headquarters within the JTF, it is the R4 for the JTF. See Appendix B of FM3-94 for more information on the R4. Functions of the Field Army. Field armies may execute competition-related tasks as directed by the theater army. However, they primarily facilitate the transition to armed conflict by focusing on activities that must occur within an operational area. This allows the theater army to maintain its AOR-wide orientation as the ASCC. As the R4, the field army performs up to 7 functions. Execute C2 over multi-corps operations. Execute ADCON in the area of operation. Execute ASOS in the area of operation. Assume directed army, joint and multinational authorities and responsibilities. Shape an assigned operational area. Integrate unified action capabilities to support ULO. Plan and coordinate for consolidation of gains in an assigned operational area. Execute command and control over multi-corps operations. The field army's ability to C2 multi-corps operations is what distinguishes it from other echelons. This function is vital to the joint and multinational forces' ability to prevail in LISCO and is central to the field army's ability to perform the R4 role and serve as a joint force land component command. Tasks that the field armies may perform while serving in a joint role to support this function include: assume C2 of designated army forces from the theater army when directed, C2 other service or multinational land forces when assigned, task organize assigned forces, deconflict tactical airspace, coordinate operational level sustainment, coordinate AMD, conduct area security operations, synchronize operational movement, synchronize decisive action to consolidate gains won through competition, transition from competition to armed conflict, prepare to conduct multi-corps ULO to prevail in LISCO, prepare to conduct populace and resource control, execute ADCON in the area of operation. As the R4, the field army commander may exercise ADCON over all army forces in a JTF, including those subordinate to other components. Depending on the JTF organization, the field army commander may exercise OPCON of some or all army forces assigned to the task force and remain responsible for ADCON of those forces. However, the exercise of OPCON is a delegation of joint command authority and not a function of ADCON. The theater army commander will specify the ADCON responsibilities of the R4, with the theater army normally retaining control of RSOI, logistic support of the deployed force, personnel support, and medical support. Administrative responsibilities normally retained by the field army as the R4 include internal administration and discipline, training within the JOA, and service-specific reporting. The theater army normally retains OpCon of army sustainment and medical commands operating in the JOA. The theater army commander establishes an army support relationship between the field army and these units. The ASCC and the field army monitor changes in joint organization carefully, and they may adjust ADCON responsibilities based on the situation. Responsibilities for both training and readiness are inherent in ADCON, and they are exercised by unit commanders for their units. Execute Army support to other services in the area of operation. The field army provides support to other services in the form of executive agent and lead service responsibilities, inter-service agreements, or service support agreements. This is done to provide common item support in the form of capabilities or resources through common user logistics or delegated executive agent responsibilities within a designated area of operation. When executing ASOS, the field army coordinates with the theater army and JFC staff to determine joint requirements and identify responsibilities. Army support to other services enables joint forces freedom of action and endurance by reducing redundancy and creating efficiency. In order to fulfill these responsibilities, the field army commander focuses on operational and tactical level support involving combat power generation and sustainment during campaigns and joint operations. They match support and sustainment requirements for a campaign to the Army combat power capabilities that support the JFC's requirements. Tasks that the field armies may perform while serving in a joint role to support this function include: provide and coordinate sustainment support to assigned United States forces. Anticipate requirements and develop plans for the employment of Army forces in limited contingency operations, crisis response, major operations, and campaigns. Support other government agencies as directed by a JFC. Provide sustainment and other directed support to multinational forces as required by the combatant commander. Deconflict tactical airspace. Coordinate AMD. Conduct area security operations. Integrate SEMA and space support into operations. Lead military deception efforts within the land domain. Synchronize cross-domain intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance, and information collection throughout the operational area. Manage the EMS within the operational area. Protect Army and Unified Action Partner networks. Prepare to execute CWMD tasks. Assume directed Army and Unified Action Partner authorities and responsibilities. Assume directed Army, joint, and multinational authorities and responsibilities. During the course of operations to shape the operational area, the theater army or a JFC may grant the field army commander with additional authorities or responsibilities to facilitate operations. This is especially common during the transition to armed conflict. Although the exact requirements depend on the circumstances, key tasks that field armies may perform to support this function include: serve as the Joint Force Land Component Command. Serve as the multinational headquarters. Assume additional directed army authorities and responsibilities. Assume additional directed joint authorities and responsibilities. Assume military governance authorities and responsibilities. Shape an assigned operational area. During competition, field armies conduct operations to shape assigned operational areas. Although the field army's emphasis is on deterring armed conflict and facilitating the rapid transition from competition to LISCO against peer threats, the field army may also execute operations that achieve competition objectives when properly resourced by the theater army or JFC. Key tasks that field armies may perform to support this function include: plan and prepare for LISCO. Refine and conduct detailed planning for major operations to achieve competition objectives. Refine and direct intelligence preparation of the battlefield. Execute operations to achieve competition objectives. Plan and execute flexible deterrent options and flexible response options. See JP50, Appendix F. Rehearse the transition from competition to LISCO. Execute C2 over multiple corps-sized formations and other assigned forces. Integrate unified action capabilities to support unified land operations. During conflict, Army forces within an operational area must integrate unified action partners to achieve objectives effectively. This requires Army forces to both support unified action while also leveraging their capabilities to enhance ULO. Moreover, they must also prepare to synchronize partner capabilities to prevail in armed conflict, if necessary. The field army plays a vital part in integrating unified action capabilities within an operational area. Building upon the links that the theater army develops with unified action partners in the course of setting and maintaining the theater, the field army integrates these capabilities into its own combat power within operational areas to present adversaries with multiple dilemmas, thus creating advantages over opponents. Key tasks that field armies may perform to support this function include: integrate space support into operations, synchronize operational level ground maneuver with JFAC or R4 operations, integrate maritime effects in support of land operations, integrate effects from information-related capabilities to support land operations, integrate SEMA activities to support land operations, integrate unconventional forces into land operations, lead military deception efforts within the land domain, synchronize cross-domain intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance, and information collection throughout the operational area, manage the EMS within the operational area, protect Army, Joint, and multinational networks, liaise with unified action partners in the assigned operational area, integrate unified action capabilities to consolidate gains within the operational area, prepare to integrate land-based capabilities in support of unified action against peer threats, prepare to execute CWMD tasks, plan and coordinate for the consolidation of gains in an assigned operational area. The field army directs and coordinates corps and division operations for consolidation of gains in the assigned operational area. This requires planning, coordination, and execution for the consolidation of gains throughout the operation. As part of this, consolidate gains activities may require the field army to employ forces that perform tasks too. Establish area security throughout subordinate AOs. Plan offensive and defensive operations to destroy or neutralize remaining threats and protect the civilian population and infrastructure. Conduct stability operations necessary to create conditions that allow for the transition to a legitimate authority. Request additional follow-on forces and capabilities as required. Recommend security force assistance to build the capability and capacity of host nation security forces. Conduct information operations to favorably influence civilian attitudes toward friendly security forces and the eventual transition to legitimate authority. As LISCO conclude, the field army reorganizes the AO into areas that facilitate the most rapid consolidation of gains. Operations primarily focus on defeating bypassed enemy forces and remnants, providing area security in high threat areas, and establishing stability in lower threat areas. Ideally, the field army task organizes echelons to tasks that consolidate gains in the operational area, while coordinating transitions and long-term security cooperation initiatives with the theater army and unified action partners. Field army during competition. When constituted, field armies assist the theater army commander and JFCs with posturing the joint and multinational force for armed conflict. They do so by relieving the theater army from day-to-day C2 of army forces operating within the AOR, and by executing competition tasks within the overall framework established by the GCC and the theater army. They provide JFCs with an optional land component command capability for the transition to armed conflict. This enables the theater army to focus on operational level matters and allows it to set the theater and set the AOR. During competition, the field army can deter threats and prepare to transition to LISCO when the risk for immediate multi-corps LISCO is high. With joint force augmentation, the field army may also serve as the JFLIC during competition, when operations are of such scope that the situation would exceed a corps or division's capability. Field army during conflict. During armed conflict, the field army, as the R4, may also serve as the joint force land component. As the joint force land component commander, the field army commander performs C2 of multiple corps to enable synchronization of their maneuver and effects across the land AO. The field army is best suited to serve as the joint force land component command during LISCO that involves multiple corps-sized formations against peer threats because of its ability to include units of other services or of allied forces and exercise operational as well as tactical responsibilities. As the joint force land component command, the field army requires joint and coalition headquarters augmentation. However, once established, the field army as the joint force land component command becomes the supported commander within the land domain of the Jowa. It will incorporate additional multinational units and designate subordinate corps AOs. The Field Army Headquarters has the authority to designate target priorities, effects, and timing of fires in order to integrate and synchronize maneuver, fires, and interdiction within the land domain. Field armies are primary units of operational maneuver, conducting the decisive operations of a land campaign. When operating as the land component of a joint force, field armies may be charged with planning and conducting operations. Field army commanders employ subordinate corps to concentrate combat power, set the terms of battle, and exploit the outcome of tactical actions. Field armies and equivalent organizations are primarily operational headquarters. They may establish priorities for sustainment among their subordinate forces. In contingency operations, the field army may assume responsibility for the logistic support of army forces in the field. In such an operation, the field army would require the assignment of support organizations from the theater army or unified command. See JP 3-31. Activities to consolidate gains. The field army is primarily responsible for orchestrating the consolidation of gains while there is still a significant threat of violence. From the outset of a campaign, the field army plans, coordinates, and continually adjusts the conditions for a return to competition below armed conflict on more favorable terms. The goal of the field army is to immediately reinforce and secure positions of advantage across all domains and quickly reorient to a competitive posture against any residual threat. A corps assumes responsibility for consolidation of gains across the area of operations as the level of violence subsides and the number of committed friendly forces in the area of operations lessens to a corps or less. The field army's role in consolidating gains lies mainly in planning, requesting, coordinating, and allocating the required resources and prioritizing efforts across the entire AO. Consolidation activities require additional combat power and should not be drawn from forces in the close and deep fight. The field army is the link for obtaining the additional army and unified action partner capabilities needed by multiple corps to accomplish the specific activities and conclude operations within their subordinate areas. As army forces depart the theater, the field army continues longer-term activities to consolidate gains as an enduring part of subsequent activities in the return to competition below armed conflict. During consolidation. During consolidation of gains, properly vetted host nation military and civilian security forces are reconstituted to assume security roles. This transition is challenging, time-consuming, and triggers changes to rules of engagement and other security policies. The development and execution of a comprehensive security force assistance plan and potential task-specific changes in responsibility from the DoD to the Department of State. With host nation personnel assuming more responsibility for security, the field army may transition from a joint force land component command to an army-only unit and return to the control of theater army. As this occurs, United States and multinational forces are force-tailored and task-organized for the new OE, and the AO is adjusted and reorganized accordingly. Army Group. In the event of another world war, or other total war scenario that involves the commitment of multiple field armies or other large forces in conflict across the globe against peer competition or in support of multiple campaigns, it could become necessary to establish an army group as a subordinate command to a JFC. Historically, multiple tactically employed field armies have fallen under the operational command of an army group. An army group is a temporary headquarters situationally designed to command two or more field armies simultaneously during LISCO by the United States and its allies and partners. As a provisional army headquarters, an army group does not have an approved organizational design. However, as with the field army, the army group may consist of a headquarters, headquarters company, and special troops, a variable number of attached or assigned field armies corps, a TSC, a variable number of separate corps divisions normally attached to corps, and other attached or assigned combat enablers. If established, the Army Group would normally not have its own sustainment command, but skip echelon to rely primarily on the theater sustainment command of the theater army. In LISCO, it is possible to have multiple field armies maneuvering tactically during operations that involve significantly high concentration of land forces. An Army Group can serve as the senior land command, joint force land component command, or multinational land component command to a JTF. Multinational commander, or a combatant commander, or can serve as a senior tactical headquarters when multiple Army groups are necessary. As such, the Army Group Commander would become the primary operational land commander, coordinating directly with other service or functional components. During World War II, it became necessary for the United States to form army groups to command multiple field armies across the Allied forces in Europe. The Southern Group of Armies, United States 6th Army Group, commanded United States 7th Army and French 1st Army. 21st Army Group commanded British 2nd Army, Canadian 1st Army, and United States 9th Army. 12th Army Group commanded United States 1st Army and United States 3rd Army, eventually adding United States 9th Army and United States 15th Army by the end of the war, ultimately becoming the largest United States formation in history, with over 1 million soldiers under the command of General Omar Bradley. In the Mediterranean Theater of Operation, United States Army General Mark Clark commanded Allied land forces in Italy, with the 15th Army Group composed of the United States 5th and British 8th Armies.